Here, where we're standing, it's rocky underfoot, and there are a few flowers scattered about along with clumps of grass. As we walk, the little stones moving beneath our shoes become audible. We can hear the wind whispering and the sound of a babbling brook. But apart from that, it is very quiet. In front of us, the ground slopes steeply downwards, and opposite us, we can see rocks, a cliff, not all too far off. The temptation is too great. And we shout,
Echo! Echo!
One characteristic of sound waves is that they are reflected by hard surfaces. You can think of it like this. When the signal is emitted, it travels through the air, hits a wall, and bounces back. Of course, the whole back and forth through the air takes longer than the direct path from the sound source to the ear. If this reflection can be heard as a separate sound, it is called an echo. The longer the delay between each echo, the bigger the distance between the sound source and the surface that reflects the signal. So we might say that an echo is something that resounds. In this case, re means back, as in reverse or regenerate, because there is a wall on the opposite side. However, an echo does not actually resound in the sense that it sounds again, as the sound does not come from the same source twice. This difference may seem negligible at first, but if you think about it carefully, you will realize that it's actually very important. But why? To create an echo, you need more than just a sound source. You need the world. You need a hard object like a rock or a wall. The echo is an interaction between the generator of a sound and its environment. Sound waves interact with the world in the form of the echo. They bounce off a hard object and are in part formed by this object. So what we hear as an echo is so much more than just repetition. Echoes can tell us about our surroundings. Sounds and objects intermingle. The echo transmits information about the world around us to our ears. So we can think of an echo as the voice of otherwise silent objects. The echo transforms an ordinary repeated sound into acoustic information. The repeated sound is enriched by its physical environment. This reminds us that we are part of something bigger than ourselves, and that our life is not so far removed from that of our environment. But echoes also have very practical use. They enable us to estimate the size of a room, and distances too. We are guided by the reflections of sound waves. How fast the sound comes back, or if it comes back at all, can tell us a lot. Two well-known examples are echo sounding and sonar. Both are used for underwater navigation. An echo sounder is used to determine the depth of water. The sound is reflected by the seabed. A sonar sends out sound waves to detect and locate other ships or objects in the water. And above sea level, up in the air, detection devices that use echolocation are called radar. However, the emitted frequencies are radio waves, which the human ear cannot hear. Echolocation is also used by animals. For example, bats send out high-frequency sounds. These sounds are reflected and the resulting information is used to navigate with extreme precision. However, this technique is not only used by animals. With a lot of practice, humans can also learn to echolocate. When blind people perfect this technique, it can even enable them to ride a bike. In order to do this, they click their tongue. And while they click, they listen to the way the sound is reflected by their surroundings. They can listen to and analyze sounds so well that they can locate objects, cars, or walls exactly. What an amazing phenomenon! Even small objects can be detected by using tongue clicks. A bottle of juice, for example. Those who are very experienced can even hear which material an object is made from. Studies indicate that this technique activates regions of the brain that usually process visual information in sighted people. In this brain region, a picture-like image is created by the echo of the tongue clicks alone. So it is in fact possible to see the world using echolocation. Echoes can also occur inside us. In fact, there are different kinds of echoes. We store acoustic signals for a few seconds before they fade away. This is called echoic memory. It allows us to recall a piece of information shortly after we have heard it. This allows us to repeat words or sing after someone. Maybe you've experienced this before. Although at the time you were not really listening, you are later able to reconstruct the words you heard in your head. That is because of your echoic memory. What is far more problematic is the personal echo chamber inside us. In a metaphoric sense, this means that our existing attitudes and opinions are often reinforced and become more entrenched before we consider alternatives. Social media platforms, for example, show us tailored content that is very similar to our own opinions. We read more of the same. If you are in a personal echo chamber, it means that you only hear opinions which confirm your own. In this case, you pay far too little attention to the world around you. Even we, the team here at the Audioversum, want to break out of our echo chamber. Therefore, we would like to ask for your echo regarding our service. Please let us know what you liked and what we could improve. Send us an email or talk to our staff about your experience. Sincerely yours, the Audioversum. Audioversum.